This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Student loan backfire. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson show you're listening to. I don't know if you had a student loan, but if you had one and you paid it off, you've got to be a little bit peeved because now Joe Biden illegally says he's just going to wipe off the debt of everybody who's got $10,000 of student loan, but you missed out. You just missed out. Sorry for you. And Joe Biden thinks this is going to be the thing that gets him the youth vote. The vote that said in the Democrat circles, 94% of whom under 30 say they don't want Biden. Biden's looking at that number going, what can I do? What can I do to get those guys back? I can get them back. I can get them back. 844-551-8255. I don't need to get you back. You're here. I'll tell you this. It's interesting. We keep getting stifled and stifled and stifled. As opposed to the show growing, it's actually shrinking in social media. I know you're out there because you write to me, you call me, but they will not let this show grow because we dare speak the truth. That's okay. I'm not worried about it. I don't make the, luckily for you guys, I don't make a ton of money and I don't make any money in radio. Being honest, we lose money, but we get up and do this every day because it keeps me sharp. And let me tell you, we're going to be hosting a thing called No Whites Allowed, where we will expose the racism of the left. We're going to have some of the most brilliant minds you can imagine discussing these issues in panel discussions. And it's going to blow your mind to hear these just amazing intellects talk about black culture and how you should stop feeling guilty and how these race pimps, these poverty pimps, continue to do things to just explode the worst part of human nature. And they pretend it's good. No Whites Allowed. Go to the website. You'll start seeing more and more about it. Those of you who want to help us fund this, I'm going to always ask you for money. It is not my responsibility to save the Republic and show you guys how great America is. I do it because it is in my nature. It's in my DNA. God tells me to do it, but I can't afford to do this all on my own. Now, here's the good news. Called one of my buddies. He says, Kev, he put in a substantial amount of money. He could do more. I know he can, and I will get more out of him. But he said, I'm good for at least this amount. We've got a couple of other people who are helping out, but we need your support. And I'm going to ask for it every single time, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. And I hope you buy our merch, wear our merch, tell other people about it, tell about the show, do whatever it takes, because I can't win this battle by myself. And I'm willing to do this as long as I'm financially able to do it. And I don't hate to say it, but until God tells me you can stop, I'll keep doing it. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm happy, because we should be getting a lot more coverage than we are. And these lefties don't want to get the word out, but we're going to do it anyway. And we're going to be inventive in how we do it. I'm going to make sure that people know what we're about. Hey, by the way, I will be at Hillsdale College. I don't know if you're up in that. It's in the middle of nowhere. But I think it's September 15th through the 17th. We've got a program where we take these at-risk kids to Hillsdale, try to get them full scholarships. But they have to have a 1430 SAT, so they get into our pre-program. It's called C-Prep. We prep them and hopefully get them in a full ride to Hillsdale. But they've invited us to come up. We're going to meet with them. Be back on the campus. I'm excited about that. So I want you to understand that we are partnered with Hillsdale. We're partnered with the Heritage Foundation, making videos that debunk this myth of America. We showcase the best of America in everything that we do. Unhyphenated America, run by Chris Harris. It's under, now we moved it under Seeking Educational Excellence, and my executive director there is Charles Love. And we are pushing these initiatives. We're in a program to help the University of Chicago stop the violence in Hyde Park. It's a dangerous area of the city. Just imagine the irony of you're in one of the most heralded institutions in the country, in the world, is blocks away from the most dangerous areas of Chicago. I mean, black folks can throw a rock and hit nothing but educational excellence, and they get none of it. I mean, just think of the irony. So anyway, we've got that going. We have so many things going. We've got Beyond the Mules, a film about the actual cheating that went on in the election, and they can't deny it. When we put this out, they won't be able to deny this. So we've got that going. We're always working on things to further the cause of conservatism. I don't know if you guys have joined the Flick Fest, but we've got our app that's been being built right now. We're transferring movies over to the app so we can go off the platform that it's currently on. But we've got our apps moving over. It'll be available on TV and all that soon. But look, I don't care if you can watch a movie on it right now or not. Get on it, because we will have, we already have thousands, we have over 1,000 films loaded, but we'll have even more because we're getting about 25 to 50 per month. So I hope you do that. Anyway, I want to move on because I'm talking about this student loan backfire of Joe Biden. He says, I'm going to wipe out all the student loan debt, which, of course, makes everybody who's paid their debt or are still currently paying upset. Now, you could say, well, they wiped out part of my debt, but they didn't wipe it all out. So what about the people who are getting all their debt wiped out? What does that encompass? And what does Joe Biden think this is going to do? They've already talked about how it will raise the national debt. Joe Biden brags about bringing it down, which he did. I'm not even going to get into the gamesmanship they're playing with the numbers. But he claims we're going to bring it down in the Inflation Reduction Act, which, of course, is nothing more than kabuki theater and some very creative accounting. Typical leftist accounting. We're going to bring it down by bringing it up. Yeah. And so you've got all these factors working against you. You're in a high inflationary period. And Joe Biden says, let's give away more money, because that certainly makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, that's how you run your finances. If you can't pay your bills, you go get more debt, right? That's what idiots do. If you can't pay your bills, do you go apply for more credit? You know what the credit card companies figured out? If you're not paying your bills, I'm not going to give you a credit card. I'm not going to give you the ability to run up more debt. What kind of idiotic thinking is that? That would be called leftist thinking, people. But hey, Joe Biden's got a plan. And you, as always, with a Joe Biden leftist white enabler, white racist plan, Joe Biden is going to save black people and Hispanics from ourselves. That's what his plan involves. And when we come back, I'll play a clip of you hearing Joe Biden being the savior of the black and the brown people. Keep it here, folks. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Many of you had to leave school because the financial strain was much too high. About a third of the borrowers have debt but no degree. The worst of both worlds, debt and no degree. The burden is especially heavy on Black and Hispanic borrowers, who on average have less family wealth to pay for it. They don't own their homes to borrow against to be able to pay for college.
I don't think Democrats believe that there are successful Blacks in America. The overwhelming majority of Black people in this country are successful. Successful in their own rights. And I'm talking about, they're not foolish enough to believe that everybody's going to be LeBron James and every girl's going to be Beyonce. They're just going out doing regular jobs. You see them every day. And you know what's interesting about these Black folks? They have a smile on their faces. They appreciate this country. They, unlike the ones that get all the press, the race pimps and the miscreants that believe America owes them something, these folks just get up and do what most Americans across the country do. They get up and they look for their little piece of, pursuit of happiness, whatever that may be.
But Joe Biden's, oh, you know, these people, they got debt and they got no degree. You're exactly right, Joe. This racist education system and classist education system that tricks black people into the idea of low expectations. Take your lower credentials into a school beyond your comprehension at this point. Don't, you know, incrementally earn your way up to the degree or to the college or wherever that you want to attend. Don't do that. Let us dumb you in, and then we're going to flunk you out in rates that are higher than any other ethnic group. So you're dumber going in, you flunk out in higher rates, and oh, by the way, we're going to saddle you with debt. But then I'm going to do this. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you a little bit of that money back. Yeah, I'm gonna give you those chitlins from the hog. I'm not gonna give you the pork loin. I'm gonna give you those chitlins, and you'll eat them and enjoy them, and you'll think, "Ooh, that white man is so good to me. He's so good." Mm-hmm. So Joe Biden is gonna rescue poor black and Hispanic borrowers, right? Joe Biden to the rescue. I want you to just understand how patently patronizing and racist that is. Joe,
well, you know, this is a debt. They have debt. They have no degree. And, of course, this disproportionately affects black people and Hispanics.
Really? Do you have proof of this? And let's say that it does. Is the problem that it disproportionately affects blacks and Hispanics? Or is the problem what I described earlier, which is you, the blacks and Hispanics, get into college with lesser credentials, and then you flunk them out and you act like you're doing us a favor? See, I have a solution. How about you let us actually qualify and get in the way we should? And if you don't qualify, you go through a system. It's kind of like Major League Baseball. Everybody doesn't get in, so you can flunk out. How about you have to make it A ball, double A ball, triple A ball? You get brought up to the majors. See, that way, people can look at you and determine, are you able? And there comes a point, using baseball as the metaphor, there comes a point where you go to double A ball and you can't get to triple A, and you know what you say to yourself? I'm not meant for baseball. Many of us, most of us, are not meant for college. Now, we're meant for education, but we're not meant for college. See, we put this college-university label on things, and we make people believe that that's the only way. There are very, very bright people who only know the thing that they want to know. I don't know of a college for doing, you know, say, car repair or whatever, you know what I mean, body work. I think the college you go to is you go learn with on the job. You work in a shop. One of my friends, what was it we were talking about the other day? He goes, he's a multimillionaire. He goes, yeah, I started out, I was working for a guy, and I learned a lot from him. It wasn't really going to be my calling, but I learned so much from him, I broke off and started my own business, and boom. Who was it? It's one of my friends. He's a millionaire. And he just said, got tired of doing it for the other guy. Got good at it. People recognized it. I decided, you know, he just came to the conclusion, I want to do this on my own. Good for him. Anyway, this whole student loan thing is nothing more than a desperation move by the Democrats to try to get the vote of the youth. And look at all the things that they've done. Joe Biden passes this Inflation Reduction Act. Nobody's buying that nonsense. He wants to placate the green energy crowd. How big are they? How many people do you think are really focused on green energy? What we want to do is we want to do it the right way. California, by 2035, all the cars will be electric. And then you're going to be living in darkness. I'm anxious to see it. I would love for it to just, let's just fast forward and see how that works out. Anyway, Joe Biden does that. He goes out and he bombs.
We killed Salman Soleimani al-Makhachacha.
Okay, great. What did it do? Did it really? Were we? Are we, you know, dancing around in the streets because Joe Biden supposedly killed some terrorist? Isn't that his job? And I could go on. All these things, this guy wants to spike the food.
I reduce prescription drugs, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, last time I checked, Donald Trump had already done that. But here's what I do know what you've done, Joe. You've increased the price of my gasoline and my fuel. It cost me double
to cool my house this summer than it did before. I don't know what you paid. Cost me double. What do you think the winner's going to be?
Oh, he's bringing down the price of gasoline.
Yeah, he's brought it down a dollar, still up a dollar and 50 cents from where it was before, maybe $2, depending on where you live. I mean, you're not doing us any favors, man. But what's funny is they think we'll fall for it.
Oh,
let me tell you, when the minute he said we're giving away this money, everybody who paid their student loan debt off said, what the heck? Now, I asked this question before when it happened last week. I said, well, let me ask you folks, are we going to pay for it going forward? Is this the first step to free education? Because, see, I have a solution for that. There are all kinds of schools that are online, etc. And you can fix the education system very easily. Let me just give you some examples. How about you give me full credit for whatever hours I bring in from another accredited school, and not say, well, you've got 80 hours, but only 40 transfer. How about that? That's number one. I got a second one. How about you only take hours in your degree plan? You don't have to take basket weaving and French, you know, American literature or feminine studies, religious studies, ethnic studies, and all this other nonsense. You don't have to do any of that stuff that has no bearing on this nation. In fact, these race pimps, all these people that have these diversity degrees, nothing but poison pills across this nation. So how about that? You get out of college in half the time with your major, so you have half the debt and you start working in half the time. Don't you think that would be the biggest thing you could give back to people in terms of education? And there's more that needs to happen, because we have to take this idea that college is the end-all, be-all, folks. It is not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
People living in flood-stricken Jackson, Mississippi are being told not to drink tap water. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency and activating the Mississippi National Guard as residents in the capital city are without safe running water following heavy rains.
Replacing our largest city's infrastructure of running water
with human distribution is a massively complicated logistical task. We need to provide it for up to 180,000 people for an unknown period of time.
Home prices are still on the rise, but the pace is slowing a bit. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for June showing home prices were 18% higher than during the same month last year. However, that's 2% less than the increase in May. USA Radio News. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike. All eyes are on a hearing in West Palm Beach, Florida on Thursday.
Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken. Documents covered by attorney-client privilege.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden staged a rally to make it appear as though he could draw like Donald Trump. I don't know if you guys saw it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And he wanted to sell the idea of what he's doing, what he's done for the country. But he also made it clear that he does not like MAGA Republicans. Anyway, I want to play a clip from the rally, and here's what Joe Biden had to say during his big rally that, of course, as we know, they don't have any meaning.
We're just 76 days away from the midterm election. 76 days. And to state the obvious, there's a lot at stake. So I want to be crystal clear about what's on the ballot this year. Your right to choose is on the ballot this year. The Social Security you paid for from the time you had a job is on the ballot. The safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot. And it's not hyperbole. The very survival of our planet is on the ballot. Your right to vote is on the ballot. Even the democracy. Are you ready to fight for these things now? We're at a serious moment in our nation's history. The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy. This is why, in this moment, those of you who love this country, Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving America than the MAGA Republicans are destroying America.
Well, there you have it, MAGA Republicans, you destroyers of America, destroyers of democracy. You heard it from the great uniter. 76 days away from the midterms, and it couldn't be more clear. Your right to choose, women, you little harlots out there, you know, giving it up and getting pregnant every other day. Yeah, woo, your right to choose. Social Security's on the ballot because God forbid you take that 15.2% of your income, was it 70? Yes, 15.2% of your income, and you save it for yourself in actual dollars and not insurance. Don't even get people to do the math on that for you because it'll break your heart. People think that 15.2% is their money. That's insurance that says I can pay you $1,000 or $1,500 a month until you die. But it's on the ballot, the safety of your kids from gun violence. No, not the safety of your kids from Democrats, from gun violence. And, of course, the survival of the planet, literally, is the thing that these guys are protecting. And, of course, there is, of course, your right to vote.
Because God forbid somebody steal an election from you. Indeed, the very democracy that we don't live in, because we live in a constitutional republic, is at stake. And it's the MAGA Republicans, folks. It is you and me. It is the Kevin Jacksons of the world that are a threat to our democracy. You know how many times he said that? We are a threat. He says we embrace political violence. How dare we want to get to the bottom of these various truths? The truth that Joe Biden, for example, is compromised. The truth that he was done so by his crackhead son. The truth that he took showers with his daughter. The truth that his whole family is part of this whole scheme that defrauds people. And he doesn't want to take credit for it. Joe Biden, I'd have more appreciation for him if he'd say, you know what? I didn't make any money as a senator. I watched people fleece this country. I didn't do anything. So, yes, I did. I told my son, let's go and start a business and do something that can help our family. I'd have more respect for him if he just told the truth. I still want him out because he's a scumbag. Democrats, folks, are desperate. Did you hear that speech? I don't know how much they paid, but how much does Soros pay people to be there? And they wouldn't show the crowd. They only show behind you. And then they have people, yeah, yeah. They go,
it was thousands of people there.
But Democrats are sneaky. They'll hold a rally where there's already something going on, you know? Like, it'll be a college football game. Yeah, look at Joe Biden. Yeah, 50,000 people. Yeah, he spoke before the kickoff of the Alabama, you know, South Carolina game or something. Oh, man, they're tricky. So, going back to the student loan buyback, backfiring big time. Here's what Charles Payne destroyed this argument for Biden. But just listen to this. Charles Payne talking about the student loan buyback or student loan payoff program of Joe Biden. This is classic.
Let's bring in host of Making Money on Fox Business, Charles Payne. You are always following the money. The president wants to wipe out some of the student loan debt. I want from you, who benefits the most from that?
It's really amazing that the most fortunate people in our country, the college grads who, you know, over the course of their lifetime will make two times what a high school grad makes, three times what a high school dropout makes. They'll live longer. They'll live 7 years longer than the average high school student, 14 years longer than a high school dropout. Their kids will be less likely to ever be victims of crime. I mean, these are the most fortunate people. These are the people on the path to living the American dream.
Let's stop there for just a second. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Charles Payne, Fox News. He's talking about this. He says these are the most fortunate people. The people graduating college are the most fortunate people, and they're getting this tax break. Now, Joe Biden wants you to believe this is going to the people that, I don't know, that they did, because you still have student loan debt when you don't go to college. I don't know if Charles is, you know, I mean, I know he's aware of that, but I'm saying he's talking about the graduates because it applies to everybody. If Joe Biden said, I'm going to give this money back to all these blacks and Hispanics who we tricked into going to college, knowing they were going to flunk out because we did it as part of some, you know, making people believe that, you know, it's a virtue signal, right? We're going to make people believe we give a crap about blacks and Hispanics. So we'll trick them to going into college with these lesser grades and then we'll give it back. But it's not that. He's giving it back to everybody. And Charles Payne gives you a couple of things, just some quick data points. College grads make twice what high school grads make. They make three times what a high school dropout makes. So that's number one. Then he goes on. He says they live 7 years longer than a high school grad and 14 years longer than a dropout. Now, I would love to delve into those statistics a little bit more because I think there's a lot to be said about that. You know, in other words, I'm one of these people that says, I wouldn't send my kid to college based on what I know that they're going to try to do in terms of an ideological change to my child. But I would send my kid to college for the college experience. See, that's the thing that we struggle with as conservatives. We understand that college is supposed to expand your mind. It's taking you from this childish or childhood thing that where high school is, and you graduate to a new realm. And I can tell you point blank, getting to college, going on that campus, doing for myself, having to figure things out, certainly there's a growth that occurs that you want every kid to experience. So while I'm anti-college in the sense of it's not educating kids, I am totally pro-college for the college experience. And what, sadly, I'm fighting against people going to college, and I'm actually advocating for correspondence schools and, you know, distance train, you know, remote learning and things like this, because you're not able to get that any longer. These have become cancers, and I wouldn't send my kid into Chernobyl, but that's essentially where we become. And Charles Payne is only giving you the basics of this part. He's going, you know, look, this, when you get that college experience the way it's supposed to be, it is a beautiful thing. Everything about your life theoretically improves when you educate yourself. When you do something that is proactive for you to, you know, to better your life or better the lives of people around you. The problem is, that's not what college is doing these days, number one. And then Joe Biden is effectively telling the people who did get out of it, you know, got out of the gauntlet of college, I'm going to give you more money. And he goes on. I mean, we'll get into it in the next segment, because a clip is probably another 6 minutes and we won't play it all. But I just want you to understand the struggle, right? There's a struggle here. And the what's interesting about the struggle is Joe Biden continues the struggle. He adds another layer to it, because he says, if you'll jump into this gauntlet, if you'll get yourself into this morass of college that doesn't educate you, you're not going to use, you have a one in four chance of using your degree. You're going to carry debt out of it. It's going to take you years to repay. I'm going to pay that back for you, even though you'll figure it out along the way, because you did get that college education. You'll figure out what to do. I'm going to take it back. I mentioned earlier we could cut college in half. The reason why you don't want to do it, I'll just tell you. You want kids to have the college experience, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, etc., and grow from it. That is the only reason why I wouldn't advocate for cutting it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They bring the little black kid up and say, look what we're doing for child poverty. Up to 300,000 to get solar panels on their roof, to get EVs. Talking about being a sucker. At this very moment, there's a record amount of Americans working 2 full-time jobs. You should see the chart
on the basic expenses. When you add utilities costs, gasoline, food at home, and electricity, it is sky high. You've never, ever seen a spike like this in American history.
Most people don't need a chart. They're living through it. They feel it. They see the money leaving their bank account. They make the case, the White House, that we're going to wipe out the deficit with this Inflation Reduction Act. $275 billion will be cut from the deficit, right? You can put it up on the screen. At the same time, what would be added to the deficit by giving these student loans forgiveness is $250 billion. Yeah. So you're talking about wiping out whatever they wanted to tout that they were lowering from the deficit, Charles.
And it will be inflationary because, you know, this is money that some people might have been saving money, saying, okay, I'm going to have to eventually pay back my student loan. Instead, they'll get the green light and they'll start to spend it in an environment where they're trying to get people to stop. But as far as this so-called Inflation Reduction Act, the most important thing to know is that all the spending happens immediately. The assumed money that they will receive, we don't know when that ever happens. When do you raise an army of 87,000 IRS agents? How long does it take?
Which is why the White House admits that you're actually going to see prices go up.
They have no choice.
In the short term, as a result, and barely go down.
That barely go down is a hell of an assumption. It really is.
All right, I want to get you this last topic here because everybody's still talking about gas prices. The White House likes to say gas prices have come down. Great, but it depends on how you look at it, because gas prices today at $3.90 a gallon, that means we are still seeing gas up 63% since Biden's first day in office. Jennifer Granholm talked to Trace Gallagher on Fox News Sunday over the weekend, and she is still out there touting their green energy initiatives, no matter what it costs the American people. Listen.
There are significant incentives in this bill. If you are low income, you can get your home entirely weatherized. If you are moderate income, today you can get 30% off the price of solar panels. If you want to buy a used electric vehicle, you can get $4,000 off at the dealership today.
Charles, you're going to sit here and tell me that that is not the top priority in the mind of the low-income American family right now, who's struggling paycheck to paycheck, working two jobs to pay for inflation, struggling to buy groceries and fill up their gas tanks to go to work, that their priority is weatherizing their house?
Most of them don't have a house. I mean, this is the Marie Antoinette. Maybe she won the award. I know if they ever had an award for every year. They just came out to Fed last week with a survey called the Pulse Survey. Everyone wants to read it, particularly in the White House. 51 million folks with college degrees own homes. They're only 3% are behind in their mortgages. Less than high school, only 5 million own a house. They're 13% behind in their mortgages. So even the few folks who don't have college degrees who may have home ownership, a larger percentage are struggling to keep up with daily bills. We just talked about. I don't understand. The Democrats have become the party of the elites. And it's one thing to be the party of elites, but they're taking taxpayer money from cab drivers and giving it to the people with college degrees.
Calling this segment Student Loan Backfire. That was Charles Payne again. And he's Fox News, and he's being asked point blank, you know, what's all this going to do? This segment they talked about, it was going to wipe out the deficit. Well, they added the money right back. And Payne said, of course, this is inflationary. It's going to do, if you were saving to pay off your student loan and they say, no, you don't have to pay it off, and you have this $10,000 sitting in the bank, which most people don't, but let's say you did, what are you going to spend it on now? You're going to save it. You're going to say, oh, yeah, I'll put this into my retirement fund or whatever. Most people these days are having to spend it, Payne and Sarah Smith argue. They're having to spend it on necessities. They're having to spend it just to make ends meet. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Glad you guys are with me. Even he mentions the Pulse survey that talks about the number of people with degrees whose houses are upside down, 3%, versus high school, the number of people who, they don't own as many homes, but they're more upside down than the people who have college degrees. And what Charles Payne rightfully says is the Democratic Party has become the party of elites. It hasn't become the party of elites. It's always been the party of elites. The Democrats have wanted slaves. Look, I don't know who you are. If you're a person who wants a slave, look, I don't mind having a slave.
If you voluntarily say, Kevin, I'll help you, I'll be your slave, I'll pick up your dry cleaning, I'll fill up your car, I'll wash it, I'm going to take you up on it. But I'm not going to demand it. I'm not that elitist. Where are my slaves? Someone summon my slaves, please. You know, I'm not like that. But, you know, look, if you're old enough and you've had a dating life, you probably found somebody that doted on you, right? They doted on you. They were, you know, you were playing ball and they brought you Cokes. And you were like, I didn't ask them to bring me those. But my slave, if you will, brought me a Coke when I needed it or a Gatorade or whatever. You don't think of them as a slave, but they're doing things for you. By the way, that's what people do for each other. We don't mind enslaving in a relationship, for example, or with your children. Are you not a slave to your children? Most of my ends up, little sucker gets a lot out of me these days. Dad, I gotta do this. Dad, I broke this. Dad. And it's not like it's little things that you can repair with super glue or Gorilla Glue. No, you gotta go buy new stuff. He outgrew his shoes. How much were his shoes last week? I just bought them shoes last week. It was $115. Yeah, I'm growing, Dad. We'll wear them high waters for a semester. Maybe they'll come back in style. You know, they're expensive. But you do it, so you're a slave. But, you know, here's the thing. I don't want to be a slave. First of all, I don't want to pay anybody's debt. It was funny. There was a meme that was circulating. It said, oh, so you got out of college without any debt? Well, welcome. You got some now. It was something along those lines. You know, it's funny, when I talk to people from out of the country, they'll say, well, Kevin, our education is free. Yeah, education is free. It's not free in America. Well, it is now. Well, how free is it? Who gets the debt? It's funny, people, our education in France is free. Really? So where's that money coming from that pays all the educators? Well, we pay it in our taxes. Yeah, and you pay a crap load of taxes. And you know how you pay them? You pay them for life. We're no different here. Okay, I have four sons, went through high school, owned homes all the way through, you know, paid my considerable amount of taxes, by the way. Because I lived in Texas. Texas, man, they rake you over the coals. So I'm paying, you know, $1,200 a month, something crazy in taxes for my kids to go to school. They go to school. Then, so they get out of school. And you're still paying taxes on that real estate. Now, let's say you own your home for 40 years. And in my case, I was paying, it was approximately $20,000 a year in taxes. So you own your home for 40 years, you pay 20 grand a year. Do the math. That's a lot of money to be paying in taxes when your kids are out of, we're talking high school. We're talking whatever. And by the way, one kid, you still pay. I had four, so you could argue, well, Kevin, you got your money's worth. But I'm saying for people that have one child, if your home is worth $1 million and you're paying, you know, whatever it is, but I know my house, I pay almost 20 grand a year in taxes. So do the math. I'm sorry. My kid's high school education was not worth $20,000 a year. And certainly not over X number of years. So wherever you live, you're paying taxes forever. We're no different than these other countries. The only difference is we pay these taxes forever. And then we still got to send you don't have to, but you can send your kids to college. And the argument is, well, that should be paid for too. No, the argument is the taxes should be reduced at the K-12 level so that you can afford a college. And by the way, you don't need to go to the what do they call it? My friend calls them designer college. If you want to go to Harvard, you can get a good education a lot of places. You don't need designer colleges. Anyway, look, this is bothersome to me just because of this. Joe Biden arbitrarily said, I'm going to give this money back. He can't do that. Nor should he. The people who paid to get their to educate, whatever it is, they decided to do it. They dropped out. Some drop out, some don't. Why are we talking about this in the context of, for example, Trump University?
The government is effectively bailing out the university system for its failures, and nobody's talking about it. You're bailing out a system that doesn't work.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.